We're going to hand it over to our chairperson, Reverend Miriam Joan Handy.
All right. Can you hear me? Okay.
Yes,
all righty. We'll start with our invocation. You just take a deep breath. Exhale slowly. Mother, Father, Goddess, God, we open these doors for this service to be at one with you, to be at one with our spirit team, to be at one with our angels and master teachers. We invoke the light and love of the Creator God, all oneness, to be with us, to flow into our lives, into this service, this beautiful church service today. And we ask to be uplifted in your light and your love. So be it. Amen. All right, we're going to start the meditation, and there'll be no music behind it. Just the graphic, you are so loved. So if you would, again, take a deep breath and relax. Uncross your legs and hands. Feel yourself in alignment, as above, so below, and grounded. And today, we focus on love God, love ourselves. And what does that mean for us when we love God and love ourselves? The greatest and most difficult moment is to allow God to love us. So let's, in your mind, move forward into beautiful realms of heaven, the clouds, the sky, the beings of light and love, the temples of light. And in that environment, it is so easy to say, I love God, I love God, I love God. Very important for all of us to love God, the God of our understanding, the God of light, the God of love, the Creator, the all one mind, universal Creator mind. It's so easy to say, I love all that is. And the great commandments follow to say, love yourself. And how do we do that? It's a difficult time for all of us to think we deserve to be loved by God, the angels, and our spirit team, our master teachers. So as you are in the realms of the heaven, allow yourself now to say, I deserve, I deserve, I deserve to be loved by God. Opening yourself now, unzipping your heart, allowing the flow of God's love and light to permeate your heart, and let your cup runneth over with the light of God. Allowing yourself to be deserving without hesitation, without feelings of guilt, without feelings of undeservedness, without feelings of being born in sin. Allow yourself to say, I am so loved, and I open to receive that love. Receive that love now. Let it flow into your crown chakra. Let it flow into your heart. Let it permeate every cell of your body until you feel like you are being hugged, hugged, and hugged by beautiful angels. Allowing yourself to receive God's love is so important to your increased vibrational status, to raise your consciousness, to raise your vibration, allowing yourself to be hugged and loved by Creator energy, by fields of angels and spirit teams, hugged and loved because you are perfect in every way. You are one of God's creation in God's image. You are loved beyond your wildest imagination and dreams. And now allow yourself to feel that. Feel that energy. Feel that kindness. Feel that appreciation. Feel that support. Feel that upliftment. Feel all this energy that is yours to receive because you are a child of God and you are perfect in every way, perfect in God's mind, perfect like angels on the ground. Allow yourself to receive, receive, receive. Fill yourself until you are a shining, shining ball of light. Receive God's love till you are the lighthouse shining out to support and protect others and to give them a pathway on their journey, to light the light for them so that they may have the light within them as you love your neighbor, but only after you have loved yourself by receiving God's love. Feel it now. Feel it in every cell of your body. Feel it as you float into the heavenly clouds and up into the stars, for you are chosen to be loved. You are deserving to be loved. You are so loved, so loved. And now that you are all in the heavenly loving way, take a deep breath and exhale slowly and allow yourself to feel grounded in the now and present moment of wherever you are. And know that, yes, you love God, and know that you are open, unzipped, wide awake to receive your deserving God's love now. You are so loved. So be it. Amen. Okie dokie. Come on back. Thank you. Okay. Well, that was fun. All righty, and right on time. So it is now my superb honor to introduce our speaker today, the most awesome, incredible, wonderful Reverend Cindy Hoffman. And one of the things that you'll learn about Cindy, if you don't already know, is that she is truly gifted, that she shares her wisdom, and that she brings forth in her sermons relative information that ties into our daily lives and uplifts us in every way. Thank you, and please welcome Reverend Cindy Hoffman for today's sermon.
Greetings, everyone. Thank you so very much. And we're going to start today off really with an affirmation instead of music. So let me go to that, and you all can share in if you would like on your own. You don't have to unmute. I'll say it slow enough where everybody can share in, but it is entitled the I Am the Light of the Heart Affirmation. It's a Saint Germain affirmation. It's short. So let's go ahead and get started with that. I am the light of the heart, shining in the darkness of being, and changing all into the golden treasury of the mind of Christ. I am projecting my love out into the world to erase all errors and to break down all barriers. I am the power of infinite love, amplifying itself until it is victorious, world without end. Amen. Thank you for joining me on that, everyone. So good morning. Thank you for being here. I love my community. I feel safe and good and uplifting and joyful. And so thank you so much. So today I would like to speak about how sometimes in life we find ourselves in unexpected places. And I know I can share with you the many times people have called me or mentioned in readings how they feel so alone in their spiritual journey, especially those that may be just starting out on their path. We may feel lost, confused, and unsure of our path, but in those moments, in the middle of nowhere, those are the moments that we have the opportunity to truly find ourselves. Thus, the inspiration for this talk today and the following saying that I'm going to share with you. This saying resonates highly with me because I found myself in the middle of nowhere many, many years ago, and oftentimes during that experience, wondering why, why? And in the middle of nowhere for me was a state and is a state. Well, was a state, no longer. It was a state called Texas back in 1982, where I could not find one single human being that thought or felt like I did. Not one individual could help me understand what was happening to me energetically. And I truly felt I was standing in the middle of a desert with nothing else around me. Nobody, nothing. But I eventually figured it out, and it did all work out for me. And now I know why I was in the desert, and I am forever grateful. And the saying goes like this: sometimes you may find yourself in the middle of nowhere, and sometimes in the middle of nowhere, you may find yourself. These words remind us that even in the most desolate and challenging situations, there's an opportunity for self-discovery and growth. And it is said that during these times of uncertainty and struggle that our true character is revealed. We are forced to confront our fears, our doubts, our weaknesses. We certainly are. But it is also during these times that we discover our strengths, our resilience, and our innermost desires. And yes, discovering our strengths, our resilience, and our innermost desires certainly may only become apparent to us in many cases after the fact of going through the so-called struggle or the challenge. But we do, and we make it. And thank goodness the aha moments occur. And remember too, it is in these quiet moments of solitude, these desert moments, away from the distractions of the world, that we can listen to the whispers of our own hearts and souls. Everyone, it is in these moments that we can gain clarity, insight, and a deeper understanding of our purpose and our path. I wanted to share a short experience, experience with you. When I was a student starting out, probably maybe one third of the way in, way into my studies with Camp Chesterfield, you know how everybody will sit on the porch and we'll talk and daydream about, oh gosh, you know, we could do this to this building and do this to this. And oh, the sunflower, all the ideas that we could do to make the sunflower active again. And then somebody stood up and said, yeah, somebody needs to get a hold of Starbucks and see if we can get a Starbucks in there. Well, it's a great idea because I'm a Starbucks fan, but Spirit tapped me on the shoulder and said, not so fast. That's not going to work. And the reason for that comment and how they explained further to me, and many of you have probably already gotten it, but we are brought there to learn, of course, but also to connect with spirit. And we're actually needing to be stripped down from our outside world. So I know when people first get there, you know, they're yearning for a TV in their room. Why isn't there a television in my room? I'm going to miss my show. You know, why isn't there air conditioning in my? We are there to be stripped down, unbeknownst to all of us probably, in order to help us focus, get on track, get in tune with spirit, and hopefully hear the wisdom and the direction of spirit. And boom, now we are on our way. So the Starbucks thing was a great idea. But like spirit said, it is about the whispering to us. You know, it said when the prophet Elijah fled Queen Jezebel, he traveled 40 days and 40 nights until he reached Mount Horeb. And there in the shelter of a cave, guess what? He heard God. And he didn't hear God through the mighty wind or a big bad earthquake or a huge combustible fire. No, it was in a gentle whisper that he heard God. And you can read that story in 1 Kings chapter 19, verses 8 through 12. The Israelites said they wandered, what, 40 years in the wilderness before they entered the promised land? Something Moses said God orchestrated to humble and test, not to punish, but to humble and test in order to know what was in their hearts. Deuteronomy chapter 8, verse 1 through 5. You can find that story. Not only do we learn about our strength and our resilience, but the aha moments that occur, telling us what is in our hearts. It is our soul speaking to us, everyone. It is our soul speaking to us. And Buddha did the same by going out and being a wanderer for many years. And the aha moments that took place under the Bodhi tree after meditating for 49 days straight. So is my point about, well, is it necessary to go out for 40 days and 40 nights or even 40 years? Is it necessary to sit under a fig tree for 49 straight days? No, it is not necessary to go into the woods, the mountains, or caves and meditate 16 hours a day for enlightenment to happen. Although that's quite lovely if you can get away once in a while to do that. Sure. Come into camp, walk in the grounds, meditating in the grove, all helps with that. But you have it within yourself to awaken. You came here with it and you will go back home with it. It resides within you. The ability resides within you. It always has. So enlightenment can still happen if you live in the world, have a job, pay bills, get married, have friends. But you do have to contribute and devote some time to the spirit world. And I'm talking about listening to the beauty and the wisdom in order for you to grow and expand on a spiritual level, which in turn helps us all to become better human beings, and which in turn contributes to the world and eventually becomes peace on earth. And that's how it works, everyone. And with the way that the world is that we see now, we have a long ways to go, don't we? But do we? Because there are millions and trillions of people that do not rise up, that are in constant prayer for the healing of this world. So it is taking place, and you're part of it. You're part of the healing process. So thank you. Thank you for being here today. Because you are part of the contributing factor to the goodness and the wellness of the world and to all of us. And so remember, it's not just about contributing to the world when you do these things for yourself, but to contribute to you. You are actually contributing to your own spirit, your own soul. So not only are you uplifting yourselves and ascending yourselves, but at the same time, you're helping the world. It's wonderful. So remember, everyone, remember that inner voice, that intuition, that part of us connected to something greater than ourselves. It is a divine essence that knows our purpose, our potential, and the path that lies ahead of us, and in which can certainly transcend. Oh, yes, they do. Spirit does help transcend the noise of our daily lives. the doubts that cloud our judgment, and the fears that can certainly hold us back. Your higher self is your guide. Your higher self is your compass, whispering amidst the chaos. Thank goodness for that, right? And in the hustle bustle of life, we often forget to listen. Yep, we sure do. But we always come back. We always return. Thank goodness for that. So I encourage you, when you feel that you are in the middle of nowhere or that desert time of life, embrace it. This is most likely a gift being handed to you. Because when you're in that desert time of life, by golly, you are going to ask, why am I so alone here? Where are my people? Like-minded people. Where's my tribe? Where are my people? Why don't I have help? Why? Desert time of life. I love how Allie Willis wrote in 2018 about her experience in the so-called desert time of life. And she wrote, I was reminded that the desert has purpose. It's a place of burning away all the things that you have built as self-defense mechanisms, burning away your false ideas that life is all about you, 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 burning away your faulty notions that once you reach a certain point in your career, or once you get married, or once you find that perfect city to call home, then all will be well and you will be happy. But she says the desert may be a place of burning, yes, but it is not a place of despair or death. Your plans, your notions that weren't of the highest and the best for you at that time, they will be burned away. But still and yet, you will find growth. The so-called desert times of life experience will be different for each and every one of us, everyone. For Allie, it was about taming her ego. For me, it was definitely about isolation in order to get quiet, hear, and receive direction, and then to seek earnestly. Yet in the end, for all of us that enter and exit the so-called desert times of our lives, it is always about making your connection and hearing the voice of God, Spirit, Heavenly Source. So if you find yourself in the middle of nowhere or that so-called desert time of life, embrace the stillness, the silence, and the solitude. Use this time to reflect, to reconnect with your inner self, and to seek guidance from a higher power, your higher power. And remember, too, that even in the most desolate of places, you are never truly alone. Because even though a desert place in the consciousness of man may seem lacking, in truth, desert places can be and often are designed or gifted for new beginnings, for resets, or for a first or stronger connection to God's voice. And at these times, I promise you, you can and you will hear the voice of Spirit. And these times are the most phenomenal times that you will never forget. Trust, have faith, and know that even in the middle of nowhere, you can and you will find yourself. So in conclusion, may we all find the courage and the wisdom to navigate life's challenges, and courage to embrace the unknown, with faith to trust in the journey. Because after all, we wrote the book. We wrote our plan, our contract to commit in this lifetime. So have faith and trust. It was already carved in stone for you, basically. The directions were, anyway. Here we go, step 1, 2, 3. But even with that said, the other side, Heavenly Source, our entire God team, holds no good thing back from us. The possibility of the highest and the best is always, it is always available to us. It is only our belief or perception through these physical eyes and this physical mind which can distort what we think we are perceiving or not receiving. Because from the viewpoint of spirit, there is no lack. And where God or universal source is, there is inexhaustible resources. And so have courage. Have courage if you find yourself in the middle of nowhere. Remember to embrace it. It's your journey. Tell yourself that. Wait a minute. It's my journey. All is good here. You need to get straight. Embrace it with faith and trust and the patience to wait for the revelation or the knowing of your true self, because you will arrive. You will show up. You will recognize yourself. Thank you.
All righty. Thank you, thank you, thank you, Reverend Cindy, for that incredible, wonderful sermon today. I'm sure we have all been there feeling the alone desert time of life on our spiritual journey. Some of us more than once or twice, some of us lots of times. And those moments where we are forced to go inward, and as the meditation said, learn to open ourselves up to receive the love from source. And that's when we can tap in, tune in, and turn on that stream of love and energy. And as we hear our soul speaking to us, as Cindy said, we listen and the world begins to hear, activating their higher selves as well. So thank you so much for those wisdom words today. All righty. So we have done the sermon. And then at this time, we will now end our recording and move into the second half.